Hello friends, Dr. Hans here, the investing tutor, and I want to welcome you. You know, I remember the first time that I got to the US. I was living in Bronx, New York, and at that time, I didn't know much about the topic of money, about investing. The only thing that was important to me at that time was being able to get a degree and finding a job that paid really well. After all, my mom told me that, Hans, if you want to be successful, become a doctor. So I, you know, kept that at the back of my mind, and my goal was to become a doctor, right? So that I could achieve that success that I was often spoken to about during childhood. I remember my first job. It was at a children's store. I was being paid $6 an hour. And I would be the worker that would carry the clothes from the back of the store onto the showroom floor. And that's what I did for the longest time. So very humble beginnings. And I'll never forget, during this period of time, the individuals that I knew, they all had one major focus. They all wanted to be paid more per hour, right? At that time, I was being paid $6 an hour. I had friends who were saying to themselves, oh, if I could be paid $20 an hour, I'd be rich, right? So many of these individuals were hyper-focused on this concept of time for money. And many people are. I'll never forget the first time that I met this mentor in Buffalo, New York, when I was attending the University of Buffalo. And this mentor said, Hans, you have this goal of achieving success by becoming a doctor, but that's not how the rich and wealthy build their wealth. And I was quite shocked. I was like, wait, what do you mean? Doctors are paid a lot of money. And if they are paid a lot of money, they can easily become wealthy. And he's like, well, Hans, I know a ton of doctors, and many of them cannot even quit their jobs. They have to keep working. So just being paid a lot of money is not the secret to financial success. And this mentor encouraged me to read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I did. I'll never forget the first chapter of the book, what it said. It said, the rich don't work for money. I want you to think about that for a second. A young immigrant at that time, and for the first time, I'm reading this text in a book that says, the rich don't work for money. I'm wondering, everyone works for money. What do they mean by this? The book went further to explain how rich people don't want to be paid for their time because everyone has a limited amount of time in a day. Think about it. If the only way that you make money is by showing up somewhere, then it means that the moment where you are not able to show up, or the moment that you're not able to trade your time for that money, you stop making money. So rich people have found a way to unlink the connection between time and money. And the way that they're able to do this is by two things. They start businesses and they have investments. And that was eye-opening. And when I found that out, guess what I said I was going to do? I was going to start a business and then begin investing. And I did just that. But before moving forward to do those two things, I began to educate myself. Many people have a goal of doing something and they don't take the time to acquire the necessary knowledge and skill to be able to be successful in that endeavor. Well, I was different. I started reading every single book that I could on the topic of personal finance, investing, entrepreneurship. In total, I've read over 400 books over the past 10 years. Each day, I read about 20 different financial reports, journals, articles. So in total, I've read over 40,000 articles over the past 10 years. That level of knowledge is what allowed me to be able to do what I'm doing today and be able to serve as the investing tutor. So I want to be able to share with you some of the biggest takeaways from reading all of those books and all of those articles. So let's start off with some of the biggest myths, right? The false beliefs that are keeping people stuck financially. The first myth, I need to save as much as I can. Do you believe that? Maybe perhaps you were raised in a house where you were told, save, save, save. Currently, interest rates are near zero. The most important thing that I want you to understand is this. If an individual is earning 0.5% on their savings account, it's going to take them approximately 147 years for the money in their account to double. Think about that. Imagine if you had $5,000 in your account. It would take you 147 years for that $5,000 to grow to $10,000. How can you build wealth this way? This is why no one has become a millionaire using a savings account. So the second myth, investing is risky and I can lose all of my money. This is a very good one because many people really believe investing is risky. They've heard their stories, right? Oh, with the dot-com bubble or the market crash, people lost all of their money. You're not hearing the entire story. The stock market for the past 100 years has never lost money. In actuality, the stock market has been averaging roughly about 10% year over year since 1926. So is investing really that risky? Or is it because you haven't taken the time to educate yourself? So let me ask you this question. Do you think driving is risky? Some of you will perhaps say, oh no, driving is not risky. Do you know why you think it's not risky? It's because you learned how to drive. So now you can just hop in a car, take off, and you don't even need to think about it. But imagine if we could go back to the point, right before you learned how to drive. And I want you to imagine perhaps you're in a car with your parents, okay? And that parent pulled over by the highway, okay? And once again, you haven't learned how to drive yet. And the parent tells you, hey, Tony or Meredith, I'm not feeling well. Can you drive us home? How risky is that for someone who's never learned how to drive? If you were asked to take over a vehicle on a highway, how risky is that? The answer is extremely risky. It's not because driving is risky, it's because you don't know how to drive. If you were to take that exact same scenario, after you've learned how to drive and after you've been driving for a while, if a parent pulls over and asks you to take over the vehicle, you're just gonna hop in the front seat, put your seatbelt on and take off. You don't even need to think about it. And in that scenario, it's not risky. So risk depends on your level of knowledge. It's very, very important. You reduce risk by educating yourself and learning. You see, most people learned how to drive by having someone sit next to them and watch them drive and telling them, hey, turn left. Oh, that's a stop sign. You know, you want to stop here. You see, you learn all of these things by an individual kind of coaching and guiding you along the process. But when it comes to investing, people think just because they have money in their bank account that they are investors. So those individuals take the money, they deploy it into the market, buying some random recommended stock or investment that a friend told them about. That stock drops 70%, and then they're like, oh my gosh, investing is risky. So in that scenario, it's not that investing was extremely risky. It was that that individual failed to educate themselves, right? So that's the second myth, that investing is risky. So myth number three, I need to pay off all my debt before I start investing. As you know, this generation, there's a lot of student loans. Often individuals have credit cards as well. Now the question is, are you going to wait until all of those things are paid off before you start building wealth? I've done the math. Every year that an individual waits to begin investing is going to cost them $240,000 of their future retirement nest egg. That is time that you cannot get back. So yes, every year that you don't invest, on average, you're losing about $240,000 per year. And this estimate is assuming you're just getting the average 10% that the stock market has been returning for the past 100 years. The thing with time is that it's a non-renewable resource. Once it's spent, it's gone. So you don't want to spend all of your time focusing only on paying off debt. You want to simultaneously be investing as well, because think about it. If you're to achieve the goal of reaching debt freedom, at that point, you'd be starting at zero, right? All of your debt is paid off, but you haven't built any wealth if you aren't investing. This is why it is absolutely important and crucial for everyone to begin investing, even if they have debt. Another important thing that I like to stress on is this. For me, as a minority, as an immigrant, I wasn't born into a household where I'm going to be expecting a significant inheritance in the future, right? So if I spend many years hyper-focused on only paying off debt and paying off bills, I am not building any sort of wealth. And as a result, it's going to continue this cycle of moving from generation to generation with no money being passed down. So if you want to break that cycle, what you have to do is to begin investing even while paying down debt. You know, this fascinating thing came to mind the other day. I said to someone, do you say to yourself that I am not going to pay for my electricity bill or water bill or cell phone bill because I have debt? Do you say that? No. Every single month, you know that the electric bill is a necessity. You know that the water bill is a necessity. So you pay it, even while paying off debt. So I want you to view investing as an essential part of your financial budget, right? One that is going to secure the future for you. And the same way that you make sure to pay your water bill and your electric bill, I want you to invest for your future simultaneously while paying off debt. So many individuals ask me, you know, Dr. Hans, how can I work with you? Right? What services do you offer? So I just wanted to take the next couple of minutes to break down the different services that I have here at the Investing Tutor. The first is a free stock market workshop, right? So if you're new to investing, that's where you start, my free program. It's two 30-minute video sessions where you'll be able to learn about money, about personal finance, about wealth building. And then you transition to learning about stocks and the stock market, retirement accounts, how to analyze a stock from the standpoint of a beginner. So you're going to get all of that as part of my free program. Once you've completed the beginner program and you're looking to move to more of an intermediate level knowledge, That is when you can transition to my 7 days to Investing Mastery program. And in this 7 day program, each day will provide you about 30 minutes worth of content. And you don't need to watch all of it in 7 days. All of the videos are on demand, so you can watch them at your convenience. But each day has roughly about 30 to 40 minutes worth of content, and it's going to walk you through and teach you everything that you need to know at an intermediate level about the stock market, about stocks, about investment funds, ETFs. It's also going to teach you what the rich and wealthy share with their families that enable them to build generational wealth. And for individuals who move beyond this intermediate level knowledge, they can consider private tutoring. What I like to say is this: an individual who is the best for private tutoring is an individual who is able to invest at least roughly about $2,000 a month. So if you're not at the point where you're comfortably able to invest $2,000 a month, right, just stick with the 7 days to Master Investing program, right? Or you can also consider my free program. And the reason for this is I went ahead and did the math. For private tutoring clients who are investing or able to invest at least $2,000 a month, they are able to see a great return on their investment into my program, right? So the cost of my program, when they look at how much they are investing, they are able to see that return. That is why it serves these individuals really well. So if you're not at that point, please consider my 7 days to Master Investing program. Now, for individuals who are listening, who are at that point where you are able to comfortably invest at least $2,000 a month, the private tutoring session with me one-on-one is a transformative experience. We're going to have two sessions during the private tutoring. The first hour and a half will be hyper focused on investment funds, right? So your ETFs, index funds, and other types of investment funds out there. Learning this skill will enable you to be able to manage any investment portfolio that has to deal with investment funds. So your 401k, 403b, thrift savings plan, a child's 529 college savings plan, your IRA, right, your Roth, your traditionals, any type of investment account or portfolio that has to do with investment funds, you will be proficient at being able to manage that portfolio. Now, for the next session, which is hyper-focused on individual stocks, this is where you're going to be able to learn how to analyze any company's stock in less than 1 minute. The goal of this session is to be able to teach you how to take a company's stock, break it down, analyze it, be able to anticipate its future growth potential, and most importantly, know whether it's a great investment before you even commit a dollar to that stock. So as you can see, the private tutoring is way more interactive. I feel clients love the ability to be able to ask questions during this one-on-one session. And a unique thing that comes with this one-on-one private tutoring is that clients have access to me via text message for a full year for being a private tutoring client. And I know most of the members who've joined, they really, really appreciate this ability to be able to reach out to me when they have questions. These are the three core programs that are part of the Investing Tutor: the free stock workshop, the 7 days to Master Investing, and the private tutoring for clients who are comfortable to invest more money, right? And those clients are looking to be able to grow their portfolio over time, and they just want to learn directly from an expert. So yeah, I mean, if you've been listening this far, I just want to acknowledge you and to thank you for your time. I launched this business with the goal to educate individuals who perhaps weren't born or raised in a wealthy household. Individuals who want to be able to build wealth over their lifetime. So that encompasses, you know, minorities, immigrants, millennials, and women. Individuals where you see there's this wealth gap and you want to be able to acquire the knowledge so that you can move forward in your wealth building journey. I want to be that individual that helps you along the way. Just like I shared with you, I came to the US as an immigrant. And with what I've learned and with what I've applied, I've been able to transform my life. And I want to be able to provide the insights and the knowledge that I've accrued, pass it over to you so that it helps you be able to achieve that financial dream or vision that you have for your life. You know, I honestly believe that any and everyone can build wealth if they know how to invest. So you all, thank you so much for listening. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm always a text message, DM, or a comment away. So yeah, enjoy the rest of your day. Go ahead, check out the programs below, and I look forward to working with you.